Welcome to Coaching the Coach. I'm your host, Pete Townley, for the Upstate Performance Project. Hey guys, welcome to the show. It is a Thursday morning, nice and beautiful. I am outside, up on the deck of the gym, overlooking Greenville High School, Dunbar Street, nice and busy this morning, people on their way to work. I have a kind of a random topic today for the podcast. I don't normally rant. I don't normally blow off steam. Every once in a while, you know, I've been known to do this, but today warrants this. It's something that has been on my mind for a while, and I'm going to give you a reason of why I'm doing or why I'm talking about what I'm talking about today before I tell you about it. And so here's the reason. Again, with our podcast, one of the things that we always try to do is educate, and we want people to learn from what we've done. We'll learn from our mistakes, kind of see what we're doing now and see how that can help build your future, your future business, you know, by not making the same mistakes and or, you know, getting some good ideas on what to do. So that being said, one of the things that I have mentioned is to not wait on things. If there's something you want, go do it. If there's something you are passionate about, go do it. Don't wait. Don't wait till you have all the money you need to pull it off, or don't wait till, you know, the time is right, because it may never be right. If you have an idea, start the process. You may not be able to finish it. You may not be able to get everything out when you do. But at the same time, if you don't do it now, one of two things can happen. It's never going to happen. Or someone else will come along and have a similar idea and beat you to the punch. Now, it's not to say that there can't be, you know, two people with the same idea doing the same thing. I mean, heck, I didn't invent strength and conditioning. I was trying to put my spin on it. But I watched social media, or I've been watching a lot of videos lately, and I'm going to take a break. I'm taking a break from YouTube videos, particularly health and fitness YouTube videos. And not because I don't like them, or not because I think they're becoming trash or garbage. But, you know, I'm entertained just like everybody else, right? I'm entertained when, you know, there's a little bit of gossip, this person's doing this, but then it seems like every channel does their take on it. And it's like, okay, what is this person saying about that? What is this person saying about that? And it's fun and it is entertaining. And I watch it for that. And I watch them, I like them. But the one thing that happens all the time to me, and again, I've said this before in various different podcasts, and this is something that I'm going to urge you guys to be proactive so that this doesn't happen to you, because it's frustrating. It's when, like, you have an idea and you sit on it and you don't follow through with it, and then someone else has that same idea or puts out similar information. Then you feel bad because you're like, well, now I don't want to do it because it's going to sound like I'm copying that person. You know, and again, they may have had the idea before you, and it doesn't matter at the end of the day. If you have an idea and someone else has an idea, you can both put it out there and you can both, you know, share in bringing this to the masses or whatever the idea is. But I get frustrated a lot when I watch videos and it's like things that I've been thinking about and saying for years, and then someone puts it out there and, you know, and they get a lot of validation for it. And I'm like, yes, perfect. I'm glad someone's finally saying it. I wish I had been the one. So it's not sour grapes. It's not like, I'm not saying, oh, that was my idea, I had it first. It has nothing to do with that. It has everything to do with, why didn't I act when I had the idea, right? Because that's really what being an entrepreneur is about. That's what being, you know, forward thinking in this business is about. It's not, it's, you have an idea and you have these ideas based on your experiences, your education, something that seems right. This, I should be able to get results by doing A, B, and C, but you don't do it, you don't test it, and then someone else does it, and then you're like, well, shoot, I could have done that. And yes, you could have. And so, again, my inspiration or my motivation to you all is to act on these things in some way. Get started. You may not, like I said, be able to finish it or follow it all the way through yet, but get started when you have these ideas. Don't let them sit. So I'm stopping watching some of these fitness videos for the time being because it seems like every time I watch one, I see someone doing a really creative, fun video of things that I've wanted to talk about or I've wanted to do, and I haven't done it for a lot of reasons. Laziness, just didn't take the time to do it, or saying, oh yeah, I'd like to do that, but I need to do a little more research on it, and then I just never did the research, or whatever the case is. And that frustrates me. So what I'm doing in lieu of doing that is I'm going to be upping my production. I'm going to be doing all of these things and following through with a lot of these topics that I've been wanting to talk about for a while and just haven't taken the time to do it. So I'm trying to follow my own advice. And the reason I'm not going to be watching it is not because I don't, you know, like it. It's because I don't want to be influenced by anybody else at this point. Like, I feel like I have these ideas and I want to get them out of my head, but sometimes you listen to other people and you go down this rabbit hole and you listen to this person and you listen to this person, and all of a sudden you forget about you were doing research for your own ideas or whatever. So I'm going to kind of shut that out, shut that entertainment side of it out, and focus on putting the quality products I want to put out, because if I don't act, somebody else will. And again, not that we can't all participate, but I'm telling you right now, when you're trying to create something, when you're trying to do something new and you're trying to be innovative, and then other people beat you to the punch, I don't hate on those other people. I turn that towards me. Not that I hate myself, I get frustrated that I didn't act sooner. And it's my own fault. Right? I can't blame anybody else but myself. And that's not a fun feeling. So again, that's me being really honest and very real. And this could apply to anything. It's not just health and fitness. Obviously, that's my business. But if you're out there and you work in some other field and you have ideas, like maybe ideas to make your job more efficient, or just in your hobbies, if you have ideas, follow it through. I'll give you one quick example, and then I'll get into the actual topic I want to talk about today. So one of my clients, who I've talked about a lot on this podcast, Lauren and James, and I talk about them a lot because they come every day. Very thankful for that. And they work really hard, but they're also very data-driven, which is something that speaks to me as well. And it's something that I want to be better at. So they actually, you know, push me to use data even more. I mean, I track progress, I write things down, I record the workouts, but using other metrics, those are things that I love, things that I've studied, you know, in my PhD work of how to record these, how to do a lot of this stuff. I don't use it as much as I could, simply because, you know, I don't take the time to do it, not because I can't. Not because I don't have the time, I'm just not using the data as much. Even when we talk about marketing, we have all these metrics that are great for us, and I look at them periodically, but I could be making better decisions based on what the data says. And a lot of times it's like, oh, I've got to make a decision right now and put out this ad, and I don't go back and look at, oh, well, this type of ad has not performed well in the past, even though I have that information at my disposal. I try my best to do that, but I'm just telling you, sometimes it doesn't happen. Sometimes you get in a rush and you put things out. And my point today is, don't let that happen. If you have the tools, if you have the idea, if you want to be someone who listens to the data and follows these trends, and what it's telling you to do to make your decisions, then do that and base your decisions on that. And so James and Lauren, I don't think they're trying to sell this, but they have a really unique passion for Excel spreadsheets. And they track everything. And when they're tracking things, they have it all in a graph form. And so everything from their meal prep to their exercise to all other health metrics are tracked. And they have this really neat form. Now, they could probably save that as a template and sell that as a product. And again, James and Lauren, if you're listening, I'm not saying that you should do that necessarily, only if you want to, obviously. But my point is they love data. They love the spreadsheets. And so they have taken the time to put everything in there, but then they use it and they use that data and they're trying to, you know, make it to where they're making health choices based on what the data is telling them. And again, that's a passion they have and they followed through with it. Now they could turn that into something they sell if they wanted to. It's kind of cool. They've taken the time to build that template. Anyhow, that's just a quick example of someone who's not even necessarily in the health field taking this idea, taking their passion, taking their ideas or their hobbies and following through with things. And again, I'm just trying to inspire you to chase that dream. So what I want to talk about today is not a dream. It's something that's been bugging me for years. And I don't know if I've ever said this out loud or not. I know I've told Chelsea, I know I've told, you know, some people here and there, but I don't know that I've ever publicly said this. And it's just a personal pet peeve. I'm not saying this is wrong. Actually, I am saying this is wrong. I don't believe that people should do this. When it comes to health and fitness in sports, we see a lot that, you know, see a lot of people equate going to the gym and attacking the gym or going to the their chosen sports venue, whether it's football, but whatever their sport is, going to a game. And you hear coaches and other players pump each other up by saying, you know, men, women, we're going to war today. It's a war out there. You know, as if what they're about to do is as serious as actual war. And I know it's a metaphor. I know it's not, they're not saying that their football game is more important than soldiers' lives over in, you know, the Middle East. I know they're not really saying that. Now, I was never in the military. And so it doesn't have a personal, effect on me necessarily. But it seems to me, and this is just my opinion, okay? So you guys don't have to have the same opinion. I'm just getting this off my chest because I want to follow my example of when you think about something, when you're passionate about something, and when something's been on your mind for a long time, follow through with it. That's usually a general indication that this is something that, you know, fundamentally you believe in. If I've had that same thought for years and years and years, it's probably something I believe strongly in. And I believe in saying these things because I want to motivate other people to get away from using these terms. And the reason is, I do think it's disrespectful to people out there actually going to war. People who use that, you know, we're going to war today, or you know, you see Instagram posts, you know, it was, I got to get pumped up, and, you know, this is this, you know, super intense, focused post with a picture of, you know, them next to, you know, 400 pounds on the bar. It's like, it's me, you know, against the bar. This is war. Or, gentlemen, we're going out to fight today. You know, it's a war out there. We got a battle in the trenches, and, you know. And again, I understand the metaphor. And I'm not trying to be PC, and I'm not trying to be like, I don't want to hurt the other people, and war would indicate that we're someone has to die, or someone has to, you know. I'm not trying to be light and fluffy here. I'm just trying to say working out is not war. I take working out in fitness and sports seriously. And it can be a serious and an intense endeavor. And so I'm not taking away from that. I'm just saying there's a better way of terming it. I don't think we need to equate it to war, going to war. The other thing that I'll go ahead and say it. I hate the word boot camp. Like, I hate having boot camps because, again, it's equating what we're doing as, you know, boot camp. Oh, this is rough. Is it as rough as preparing yourself for war? You know, men and women who are scared to death, who, you know, are preparing themselves to go defend our country, you're equating that to, you know, a few step-ups and burpees and whatnot? No. And again, maybe I'm being overly sensitive here. And maybe I'm in the extreme minority here. And maybe most people haven't even thought about it or even care. Or they just think it's a fun way, like, oh yeah, this is really hard. And maybe it's an homage to how hard boot camp is. They're like, yeah, this is like a boot camp. You know, this is so hard as in boot camp is hard. And I get that. And so maybe I'm just being sensitive myself. And having no military experience, who am I to even say? Maybe soldiers out there, men and women who have come back from war, hear people say, today we're going to war. Or, you know, come do this hardcore boot camp, you know, military style boot camp. Maybe they don't have a problem with that. Maybe they think that's cool. Maybe they think it's paying tribute to them. And that may be. And if any of you out there who are soldiers or have been soldiers, you know, chime in and let me know, you know, hey, Pete, you're taking this way too seriously. Chill out. Okay, fine. But I wanted to say it, and I wanted to say it publicly because, again, I'm trying to encourage you guys to, if you have ideas, if you have a thought about something, put it out there. Now, don't just put every random thought. It's got to be, you know, thought through. But this is something that's always bugged me. It's just been cringeworthy to me when people do that. And it's because I just have a very high reverence for people who have been to war. And my impression is that they would not appreciate you equating your workout to them going to war where they could potentially die, and very often do. And so, again, I'm not trying to be preachy. I'm not trying to put anyone down. If you run a boot camp style class, and you call it boot camp and you say, hey, let's go to war today, that's fine. That's your choice, your decision. Go ahead and do it. I think it's in poor taste, and I would encourage you to try to come up with something different. And the take-home point is for you guys listening is that if you are thinking about putting together some, you know, workout classes, some group strength training classes, there's a lot of other ways you can term it. I mean, like our TBF class. Now, our TBF is not really a traditional circuit style class. It's definitely more of a strength and conditioning class. But even still, TBF, total body fitness. I came up with the name TBF or total body fitness because I wanted to be able to do whatever we want. We're training the total body. So I can have a strength phase, I can have an endurance phase, I can have this. You know, it's a creative way to put some of these workouts together. And that's exactly why I did it that way. I'm gonna pause for just 1 second. All right, sorry about that. Had to pause for a second. Had some clients come in for CR recovery coach, so I was making the introductions. Anyhow, let me finish up real quick. Again, I'm not trying to dissuade anyone. Actually, no, I am. I'm trying to dissuade you guys from using those kind of terms. Because again, I just think it's disrespectful, but also I think there's better ways to describe what you're doing. So again, going back to my TBF example, TBF, total body fitness. We're working the whole body to make it fit. You know, if we're looking at, say, Orange Theory, okay, there are zones, you know, and that orange zone is where you want to be in, right? So it's based around what they're doing. You could call a lot of that stuff boot camp because a lot of that circuit style stuff, you know, would be what would fall under a traditional boot camp standard, so to speak. But really, the point I'm trying to make is I want you guys to think about what it is that you are putting out there in terms of what kind of programs are you running, what kind of ideas that you're going to have. And in this particular case, if you are wanting to do a circuit style training, referring it to a boot camp does two things. One, in my opinion, makes it sound, you know, somewhat disrespectful to the military. And that's my opinion, but there it is. But two, it also kind of waters it down because people have heard boot camps for years. Oh, I go to this boot camp. To me, that just sounds like it's kind of generic little circuit workout that you're just going to run around, get your heart rate up, and, you know, that doesn't inspire me. That doesn't show any uniqueness to what the product that you're putting out is, even if it is very unique and a different take. So again, just, you know, when you start putting things out there, when you start trying to word things, when you start trying to, you know, craft what you're going to do, be cognizant of the fact that, you know, things like that could be not, I don't want to say offensive, but disrespectful. And there's better creative, more creative ways that are going to make you stand out. So, I mean, it's a win-win for you to not call them boot camps and not say, let's go to war. Because you're not really going to war. We can take it seriously and we can be intense. But we're not going to war because this isn't life or death. And I just wanted to say my piece there. And the reason I wanted to say my piece again is just illustrate to you to follow your passion, follow your heart. Whatever is speaking to you, go and do it. For me, my motivation is simple. I strive to be the top of my game. I want to be an innovator. I want to be a leader in this industry. And a leader is not someone who follows. And I about died. Holy cow. My deck is not the most sturdy. And I just broke through a board, so that was not fun. Spilled my coffee too. That's not good. Well, you guys just almost were witness or... Oh boy, that is a little scary. I'm going to walk over here to the metal side of my deck where it's nice and sturdy. Anyhow, I totally lost my train of thought. I don't want you guys to put out products that you feel or that, you know, could be uninspiring and potentially offensive. And I put out this idea because, again, I want to be a leader in this industry. And let's just say, for example, someone else came by and said, you know, I think we should not use boot camp anymore and we should not use the imagery of going to war when we're talking about tackling a hard workout or a hard football game or soccer game or whatever, because that's disrespectful to the troops. And let's just say all of a sudden that became a very popular notion and there's like a whole movement. I'm not trying to create a movement here and I'm not trying to say, oh, I was first. I'm just saying if that were to happen and then I jump on that bandwagon, okay, great. You're jumping on the bandwagon and you support that. There's nothing wrong with that. But in my mind, I want to be a leader. And so being a leader means sometimes you have to step outside and you have to take charge and you have to take that first step. So again, I'm not trying to start a crusade here against getting these types of words or types of imagery banned from the fitness lexicon. I don't like it, but and again, I'm not going to judge you if that's what you want to do, okay? I'm just putting it out there for myself because it's something I have felt strongly about. And if I keep it to myself, I may not be able to inspire others. And maybe this strikes a chord with a lot of people. So if you have something that you're passionate about, share it. I guarantee you've heard this before. You know, there's no stupid questions, right? If you are sitting in class and you don't understand something, but you don't ask the question because you're embarrassed to ask the question or afraid to put yourself out there, and the teacher always says, don't worry, because guaranteed someone else has that same exact question. And that's so true. So if you have an idea, if you've really been thinking about something, if you really have a unique take on something, put it out there. Don't be afraid. It may not be popular. You may ruffle some feathers. But the reason you put it out there is because it's something that speaks to you and you're passionate about it and you can defend it and you can't build off of that. All right, I'm gonna go ahead and stop now because they are doing the morning announcements from about 300 yards away and I can hear it as if it's right next to me. So have a great one and we'll see you soon.